This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, you came back this week from several months or a few months in the South, down in Florida, floating about. Your son is unschooled, so he didn't really miss anything while he was away from New Hampshire, where we do this show from. Unschooling is where the child directs their own learning, correct?
Yeah, I think that it's better to call it family-directed learning. I don't believe...
Isn't that homeschooling?
It's not.
Because homeschool, I've always understood it as homeschooling is where the parents are involved in selecting curriculum, and in unschooling, it's almost fully directed by the child.
Why do you presume when I say family-directed learning that that means the parents are selecting curriculum?
I don't know.
Okay, so
he doesn't have a sister.
He's in the family.
Yeah, and the dog's not selecting it.
We don't use curriculum. Okay.
Okay.
But we
topics.
Yeah, we direct topics and interest and that sort of thing. So, it's not a top down hierarchical kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We use a little subterfuge. And you say, "Oh, that's interesting, Jack." You start researching and looking into it and that kind of thing. And then once you're showing interest, he's going to show interest. That kind of thing. It's that's why I call it family directed learning. I think it's a better description of what goes on in our house.
Okay.
Some people, unschooling can encompass a whole bunch of different things. Basically, people who essentially do nothing. They do nothing to educate their child. To some people will say, "I just teach them how to learn," and then they go off on their own and
so teach them how to read.
Yep.
So they can go and read what they want.
Sure. It's a bit more than that. It's showing how to research, the real basics. For any of you out there that are still taking facts from flawed human beings, you probably should consider Google and YouTube for, advice on how to, on what things, what's true and how to do things and that sort of thing. So,
remember back when you had to go to the library to do research?
Yeah, I mean
encyclopedias,
and this
is how it used to work.
So much more information available now on the internet,
And
it's much more sort of common man information. YouTube is full of advice on how to do things differently, how to do them more efficiently. You'd think that something as simple as splitting wood, or getting a stump out of your yard. Well, no, these people have all kinds of advice on how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I think that there's basically because of this time in history that we now exist, we are able to educate our kids at home so much more easily than you would have necessarily done in the past. Now, sure, you could give them a book, you could teach them how to read, and you could say stay here and read. And many kids were educated, in the past in that fashion, but now it's just really pretty easy. And that's what we do at our home. Anyway, a study has been done on homeschooling, and I wanted to talk about it. It was done by this guy, Peter Gray, and his colleague, Gina Riley. And he's known for having researched the Sudbury School.
Oh, okay.
So can you explain what that is?
I mean, I've never been to one, but I have met a few people who did go to a Sudbury School. I believe they started in Massachusetts. And he went to, the guy I know went to the original Sudbury School, where it's kind of like an unschooling school, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's
where,
what it is.
Where there's, obviously some parents don't want to stay home with their kids, but they still want them to not go to government school and not go to a traditional private school. So they can send them to a Sudbury school where it's still kind of a schoolhouse, a place for them to go during the day, but they are still able to direct their own learning. Now, they're able to, at a Sudbury school, do it in tandem with other students, should they wish. And because they have different grade levels, if you want to use that term, but different ages of students, in the same school, the students can sort of learn from one another, as well as book learning and internet research as well. And they even go so far as to have the students hire and fire the teachers and the janitors, and like if they want to bring somebody, I mean, generally they don't need a teacher, but if they want to have somebody, let's say some karate master come in and, you know, show them the ropes or whatever, they would interview different applicants who would come in and possibly do that, and as a school sort of democratically decide on who to bring in. So it really gives the students a level of control. I mean, they fire the principal, or if they have an equivalent of that. They can hire and fire pretty much anybody in the school. It's a very kind of interesting setup from what I understand.
It's also called a democratic school, and you know, I like democracy as long as it's not forced on me.
Sure.
So anyway, he studied these folks, and what he estimates from this, he did some research on unschoolers, because he, you know, that's the next logical step. It's essentially a Sudbury school. Without the Sudbury School.
And without other students.
Yeah. Well, not exactly. Many unschoolers, as we'll find here.
Do they get together?
They get together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
not just for field trips, but for just regularly, you know, we're going over to this person's house this week and then somebody else's house next week for school.
There's a lot of field trips that go on in unschooling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, you know, every day is a field trip. Learning happens all the time.
Yeah. I think
that's one of the big lessons. It does for everybody. I want to make that clear, is, you know, learning happens all the time for all of us, including kids in school. I think the biggest problem with school is, at least among the biggest problems, is that it causes us to be disenfranchised from the source of our learning. So what I mean by that, without a bunch of gobbledygook, is you are no longer the center of your learning universe. It's the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, well, that teacher is going to teach me things, or, you know, figure that out in school. Like, everything's sort of outsourced to school as the source of learning. And school isn't the source of your learning. And that's what, you know, for me, is this revelation, is that I'm the source of my learning, even though I, you know, innately knew it. I just didn't articulate it.
Well, and I think that's why school, you know, the traditional go to a place, into a class with somebody authoritative, you know, telling you what things are supposed to be learned. I think there's a lot of people that just doesn't work for. Maybe there are some people that it works really well for.
And there's probably people that unschooling doesn't work for, too.
Right.
People are going to say that. And I want to throw that out there as a possibility, because it would seem unlikely that the same method of teaching would work for every student. But that's exactly what is prescribed to us.
By the government schools?
Yeah. I mean, I would guess that somewhere well above 90% of kids are essentially educated in the same fashion. I went to both a private school and a public school, and although the education quality was different at the two, the method was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, shut up, scribble on paper.
Raise your hand.
Go out to recess, and I hear they don't even do that anymore. There are schools in Florida where they haven't had recess this week. I was just listening to an NPR report on that a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, go
to
recess.
That was the best part of government school.
Indeed. Recess is probably where learning occurs. you know, and that's how school is. And we propose that that's how people should learn. And I think it's not unschooling that is proposing that everybody be schooled the same way. It's school that's proposing it.
Now, your son is what, 8, going on 9?
Yeah, I think he turned 9 today.
Wow, okay. So 9 years old, he's never really been in the system. I think you had him in like some sort of summer camp or something like that. But never has been to a government school or really a private school for any kind of education curriculum. Did you push back against the idea of unschooling when you first heard about it, however many years ago that it was? What was your first impression?
It sounded like just absolute anarchy, with the least qualified people being put in the center of the anarchy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why in the world would you take this poor, defenseless lump of clay and throw them into, well, go ahead and teach yourself? I mean, well, you're going to have a bunch of little animals. You're going to have Lord of the Flies going on. And nothing could be further from the truth. In our house, learning just...
He's not going to teach himself Pokemon 24 hours a day? I mean, that would be a legitimate concern.
Sure. I mean, it's as though parenting ceases.
Got to catch them all.
As though parenting ceases when one does unschooling. Not necessarily, and certainly not. It's... a family decides how things are going to go.
All right, well, you said there's this study of over 200 families. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a little further into that coming up here. You can share your thoughts, experiences, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about unschooling. You know, what is it all about? A lot of people probably unfamiliar even with the term. So we've talked about...
It's getting a lot more popular.
Your experiences with your family, Mark, and there's actually a story or a news story that you have about a fairly large-sounding study of over 200 families who have been doing the unschooling thing, and we'll get a little further into that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And whether you were unschooled, whether you were sort of in it from the student side or in it from the parents' side, you're welcome to share your experiences with us. If you're somebody who left government or private school and went into an unschooling situation and you want to compare what things were like, feel free. 855-450-FREE, Skype username, lrn.fm. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. That's libertystickers.com. They're the guys that make the Free Talk Live and LRN.FM bumper stickers, which, by the way, if you would like to get one of those for free, all you have to do is send a stamp, self-addressed stamped envelope to us at the address that you'll find over at promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com, and we'll shoot you back a sticker.
Yeah, kids, look up what a self-addressed stamped envelope is. It used to really be a thing.
That's right. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you've got a little bit more to share here, but first let's go to Robert in Indiana listening to WIBC. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
All righty. Gentlemen, how are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. What I wanted to just try and explain, I'll try and be brief, the idea of homeschool. I'm getting the idea that the gentlemen that are speaking is that, that really the students really are totally in control, and it's kind of a very, very relaxed atmosphere. I went to public school, very opposed to my son, who was homeschooled, I found out completely differently. They have a very structured program. It's an effective program. It's they can stream part of it. They go through that particular system, all sorts of testing. They're in co-op, and it may be what you're referencing, but the co-ops are like physics, calculus, trigonometry, and then they also have the abilities of these homeschool students to participate in getting dual credit with, like, say, the University of Indianapolis. Hmm. It could be, Ivy Tech. Et cetera. But it's, and besides that, you know, they also, my son's involved in sports, organized sports. He's also a very accomplished pianist. This doesn't really beget for like a real kind of nonchalant approach. I was very hands on and we're very, very interested in what they do. They don't fire the teachers. We hire them.
So I guess I'm a little confused. You're in a homeschooling, co-op. Is that what you were saying?
Well, yeah, here's what happens is that the co-op is a group of certified instructors or teachers in their specified fields. And what they do is they meet, and there might be 15 in a class, there might be five. And you pay the instructors per student in attendance and so that they can go forward with their college credits, because a lot of these homeschool students that I'm really associated with, I mean, they're very, very intelligent. You're talking SAT scores 1,500. My son's about 1,400. I mean, so it's really not a mess around kind of, well, let's just cruise on in. But the co-op is where they get together so they can get more advanced and tutored study from certified either, you know, math teachers or physics or chemistry.
Yeah, what this says here is that basically these kids had no trouble getting into college if they wanted to get into college. Lots of them went on to trades and that kind of thing. And, you know, I certainly will extol the value of trade school, too. Significantly less costly than college and much more likely to result in the job you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm actually a doctor, and I really have come to the conclusion, and I've watched my son closely. This is where return on investment really has had a paradigm shift. You either get your money's worth and know where you're going, or don't waste your time. Get into a trade, do something different, but don't waste the money if you don't know what you're doing or where you're going.
Yeah, the vast I think the vast majority of people who enter college these days, I mean, this is the impression I get, are ending up with degrees that they're simply not going to use. I mean, folks, if you're out there right now working hard and spending a lot of money getting a communications degree, I'm speaking as a guy who, you know, sitting here in a job that, and don't have the communications degree. But I'm making money on the radio. So I just don't think that, I think in many cases, people should look at what they want to do for work and probably go work there. Start low, work your way up. In 4 years, you'll have earned money, be much closer to where you want to be, and know much more about the job and not have be saddled with tens of thousands of dollars of debilitating debt.
Yep, good advice. Robert, thanks for sharing tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You wanted to share some more?
Yeah, going on with the about the unschoolers, what he did after he did the survey with the 230 or so parents.
Is this like a multi-year study, or
yeah,
is it?
Okay. It's done over a great deal of time. Yeah. And then he started looking for adults that had been homeschooled. So he found a bunch of them between 18 and 49. And
we're talking about unschooling, not homeschool, correct?
Unschooling. Did I say homeschool?
You did say homeschool.
Terribly sorry.
Okay.
So first, the parents basically said that they were resoundingly happy with their choice in school. And I suspect that when people make a choice, they tend to be resoundingly happy with it, no matter what that choice is. So I always kind of look at that a little wryly. But nonetheless, it says that they say improve their children's general well-being. And a nice thing about unschooling is you're not waking your kid up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to school.
Who wants to do that? The parents don't want to do it. The kids don't want to do it. It's a terrible idea.
And sleep's important to brain development, right? So let's wake the kids up, stick them on a bus. I mean, how long does it take to get the kid from start to learning? A couple of hours. This is the other thing they won't tell you about school is how much time is actually spent learning. And
I think compared to shuffling between classes and
those kind of things. And plus, the kid's brain shuts off because they've had, they've attempted to teach them too much stuff that they're not interested in learning at that time. And think about, for instance, for me, for high school. Now, I'm not saying this is true for everybody, and I'm certainly not some kind of Luddite who's against school, but basically, I learned nothing useful in high school. I took history classes. I took analytic geometry and trigonometry, and I was in the advanced classes. But what am I going to use chemistry for as a radio talk show host? What am I going to use trigonometry for? What am I going to use? Frankly, the difference between a gerund and a participle. These things. If I want to dissect a sentence, if I want to graph a sentence, then yeah, that might make it very useful. But essentially, what I believe the most valuable class that I took was an elective, Mrs. Bird's typing class.
Mm, yep, that's a valuable.
Yeah, on the Selectric, bang, 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 bang. Things sound like a machine gun. The Selectric 2, actually. In this case, the kids can learn the things, whether useful or not, can learn the things that they're interested in.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk
Live. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're talking about unschooling, and I suspect you've got more from the story about
a
study that was done on over a couple hundred homeschool, or excuse me, unschooling families, because there is a difference. And it's Ian and Mark.
Yeah, it's a form of homeschooling.
It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Also, do want to let you know about how to save big time on your web hosting. If you've been thinking about starting your own blog or website, or maybe you've already got one, but you're thinking about leaving your current host, because sometimes they can disappoint. There's a lot of hosts out there, and they're not all the best. HostGator is one of the best, one of the top hosting companies out there, and there's hot competition in this this marketplace, which is why giving you 50% off might make you think real hard about this deal. It's HostGator.com/FTL. That's where you go to get 50% 50% off. HostGator makes it super easy to get started with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. HostGator also has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. 50% off can be yours because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. Let's continue with your story, Mark. You wanted to share some more from the study of unschoolers.
Yeah, I just want to get down to the brass tacks here. The pros and cons of unschooling from the study. All but three of the 75 respondents, now this is a small study, felt that the advantages of unschooling clearly outweighed the disadvantages. Now, these are people that were unschooled, not people who chose to unschool their kids.
Okay.
And unschooling, as a reminder, is essentially child-directed learning. You keep them at home. It's a form of homeschooling, but you don't have a curriculum. They decide what they're going to learn, when they're going to learn, and that sort of thing. So almost all said they benefited from having had the time and the freedom to discover and pursue their personal interests, giving them a head start on figuring out their career preferences and developing. Now, this is the big complaint about millennials, right? They don't know what they want to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. Developing expertise in relevant areas. 70% also said the experience enabled them to develop as highly self-motivated, self-directed individuals. Now, I would say that, just in my experience, that if you want your kid to grow up to be some kind of corporate drone where they work inside an office building with other people all the time and, you know, that sort of thing, that maybe school is the best choice for them. But that if you... you see something for your kid as more creative, you know, perhaps a small business, these kind of things, that maybe unschooling is better. And I get why parents are afraid, because there's this course of education that's put in front of you, and you're told, you know, this, if you love your kid, this is how you'll do it. This is the way we do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely sure. In fact, after, you know, the research I've done, I've come to the conclusion, and this is a bit crazy, but unschooling is essentially the lack of school, right?
That's correct.
Kids educate themselves. It's about education, but it's not about school.
We all do. Yeah.
That since government education, between 19 and 20% of the people who graduate, I'm not talking about dropouts. I'm not talking about people who are in prison before graduation. I'm talking about graduates are functionally illiterate. 20%, one out of five students that goes through a government school cannot functionally read a newspaper. That is a pretty bad number, ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of newspapers like USA Today are written at like a fifth grade or seventh grade level maximum.
Sure. And being able to read the words is one thing. Being able to understand what you've read is another thing entirely.
Sure.
Now, people would say, it would stand to reason that one might say, hey, oh, imagine what it would be like if there was no school. Well, I'm going to tell
wonderful.
You. 75, all but three of the 75 respondents felt the advantages of unschooling clearly outweighed the disadvantages. They felt that their education was excellent. They had no trouble getting in college. And of the ways that they said their education might lack, most of them mentioned, the only thing that was mentioned was math. And math is something that you can take in school and figure out, you know. So if you want to, say, go to college, one of these gals grew up to be a computer engineer, and she didn't need math. But at the very least, she understood the pathway to figure out how to become the computer engineer she needed to be. So she needed to take these math classes, whether she liked it or not.
Yep.
That's what she had to do to get the degree that she wanted to get. And it's, I mean, you know, that's pretty important. A lot of kids are just going to college because it's 13th grade.
Well, and plus, you know, if you're outside of the schooling, especially when it comes
they're
to...
They're doing it because they're told to, because they're supposed to, not because they know to.
You know, when it comes to being outside of the government school system, which I have never experienced until I finally left government schools after graduating, but... You know, there are so many different resources for math. I mean, for anybody who wants to learn math, there are so many different techniques for teaching it. It doesn't have to be this one size fits all. This is the way it is, you know, it must be done, which is the way it's taught in government school. There are different ways to approach math, and, you know, people can research that on their own or, like you said, sign up for their own math classes if they want to do that. Because obviously the average parent probably isn't skilled in calculus, I'm guessing,
yep.
Right? And so they are not much of a resource in that way. But there's so many resources now at our fingertips than ever were in the past in that way. So,
commonly cited benefits include having a broad range of learning opportunities, being richer, having an age mixed social life.
Hold on. Now, is this something that only rich people can do?
No,
or upper middle class people.
I think that some people may feel stopped when it comes to homeschooling generally and unschooling specifically, mm-hmm. because one parent probably needs to be home during, you know, if you can't leave a 7-year-old at home all day to take care of themselves and learn, right? This is why I call it family-directed learning, because we don't do this in a vacuum. We don't lock my child in a room and say, hey, learn things, bye-bye, here's a computer.
Yeah.
You know, he's part of the family, he's interacting, and we're all researching and learning things all the time. Every time he has a question, and we... You know, because every time he has a question, I'm like, Google it.
I mean, the system works against us, though, doesn't it? Because, you know, as you pointed out, it helps to have somebody at home for this.
Sure.
And you're still having to pay property taxes to send other people's kids to school at the same time.
Sure.
So you have the burden of not only fronting whatever arbitrary amount the local government is demanding. Here in Keene, where we're doing this show, we're in Keene, New Hampshire. The government's, like, a 60% of the tax bill goes to the government schools. It's a tremendous burden on anybody who's a homeowner, but also for people who are paying rent, because ultimately those rent payers are likely paying the property taxes of the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, anybody, regardless of their economic strata here, is going to be still taxed for that system that they're not even wanting to be a part of. And then on top of that, they also have to be able to handle one person staying home or hiring somebody in to, you know, keep an eye on things or whatever.
I'm interested
in hearing from somebody who, you know, you do okay. This is radio. It's not a really
big
business. you know, you do all right. You're not struggling to pay the power bill at the end of the month.
I'm driving a 2002 Ford F-350 with rusted outside panels, right?
Fair enough. What I'm curious about is, you know, for somebody who's in that lower economic strata, you know, can they explain what their experiences was like as an unschooler? And I don't know if they got into this in the study, you know, as far as what were the economics situations for each family. I'm just curious to know how somebody can swing that. I'm sure if you have the drive to do this, you'll find a way. But I just would love to hear somebody's experience. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Whether it's teaming up with other homeschooling or unschooling parents and sort of, you know, finding one parent who can watch multiple kids, like in sort of a Sudbury school environment, that way both parents can still go out and work in most of the other families, and then that one parent can maybe get some cash from those other parents. I'm sure there's ways to do it. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Is unschooling a threat to the old way of education, the old go to a classroom somewhere, sit around and be told what's important method?
I sincerely hope so, because we've read here on the air in our previous articles, one of them from the Huffington Post, not exactly an anti-government website, right, that between 19% and 20% of government school graduates are functionally illiterate. And what we're seeing from this article with unschooling, that is essentially no school is far more effective in educating kids than school.
Because 100% of the unschool graduates in this study are literate.
100% are literate. The biggest complaint they had was regarding math, that they could, but essentially they found that they could take those classes in college or community college or something like that and be able to solve that. Unschooling teaches you to teach yourself as opposed to expecting other people to teach you. And this is what when you think about all the money that gets spent by local districts and that sort of thing, to essentially, like, there's one aspect of government's education, right? Like, they teach things. The other aspect is that they're middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons, right? Like, they don't And we can see that the education lacks against the unschoolers. Now, I don't think it's an entirely fair
comparison. It lacks also against the private schools generally, too.
What's that, the government?
Government schools.
Yes, it's the worst form of school, right, of any of the schools out there.
But they do love to compare their government schools against one another,
yes,
and then brag about how great
this government school
is.
Is better than that government, right, school. But you're responsible for the education from both of them. Is all you're doing is pointing out your own blemishes, mm-hmm, in this. It's really fascinating. But I think the solution for a lot of students, frankly, would be give them a laptop and give the GED. And then if they want to go on to college, in many cases, people going on to college are getting useless degrees because they believe they're supposed to go. It's essentially 13th grade. Many of them would be far more well served with a degree or some kind of certification from a trade school. So give them a laptop and give them a GED, and you'd probably be far better off, is what I'm saying. Now, I know the education advocates out there probably are hitting the ceiling right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got big pensions.
But they can't argue against these numbers from unschoolers.
They got huge pensions that they are looking forward to after 20 years. I mean, this government education system, we're supposed to believe that the teachers are just the most important bureaucrats, and we need to make sure that they're taken care of forever. I heard on the radio the other day, and I didn't check this claim, but it was one of the local talk shows here in Keene, New Hampshire,
okay,
where apparently somebody did a Freedom of Information Act request on the pension system in New Hampshire, and they found that there are two teachers in the Cheshire County area who are receiving more than $10 million in pension payments every year.
How is that possible?
I don't know. It's definitely like a multiple dipping situation, because they did mention that this one teacher, which is receiving this huge sum, is also still working for the school district in some way, shape, or form, and okay, receiving pension on top of that. But how that's possible, I don't know, Mark. I only heard it on the radio when I was waking up, and I didn't take the time to look into it. But regardless, that's obviously an outlier. There is no doubt that the pension system results in these bureaucrats getting paid usually, 90% of what they made in the last year of their teaching? So the highest amount that they made, this is what I've heard, the highest amount that they made in their career, which is when they retire, is what they end up getting 90% of year after year after year, every year after that. And then all of that adds up and adds up, because more bureaucrats retire every year. It's every 20 years they can retire.
Many places have eliminated the pension.
Really?
Well, it's a model that it's an old model that isn't working very well as far as retirement goes.
Certainly isn't. It's working great for their retirement, but for the rest of us, it's killing on property taxes and making a real burden on the people who aren't getting any actual value out of it. I mean, the idea that you should just be able to work 20 years and then never have to lift a finger ever again is it's insulting, personally.
Well, I can tell you this. My son's never been in government school, and he's not going to go. So the idea that our family, which frankly means him, right? The idea that my kid is robbed to send other people's kids to school, and you can say it's not robbed, but I mean, they want the money, and they'll take your house if you don't give it.
Yeah.
So it sounds
with
like
guns will show up.
It sounds like
pay
a threat. Now, it's not a terribly overt threat, but I think we all know what's going to happen if I don't pay the property tax mm-hmm. bill. Now, people are going to say, you should want to pay the property tax bill. You should want to fund the worst school in a given geographic area for a given age. Why don't you want that? Well, I can tell you, because government schools stink. They stink across the board. They're terrible education. Mm. Now, many times they get left with the worst students, too, because the worst students come from the worst families, right?
Likely.
So the worst families aren't going to have necessarily or spend the money on the better education. So many times what private school is just a way to self-select into a group of people who want better educations for their kids. And so government school's left with these crappy students. But, then the argument is you should send your kid to our school with the crappy students in order to bring up the average. That's a terrible thing to do to your child. It's like, mm-hmm. I should go live in the most dangerous crime-ridden area to bring down the numbers. No, this doesn't. None of this makes any sense. We're talking about our most valuable assets and their most valuable asset, okay? The most valuable thing you can do on the planet is educate your child and it's pretty clear government education is a terrible way to do it.
Let's go to David. He's in, I think, New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David.
Yeah, gentlemen. Pensions, that they're abusive. They shouldn't exist. Even the private ones, they take advantage of everybody who comes after them. But what I called about is to give one more piece of the puzzle in what happens in the court system and the children's court system in particular, and especially here in New Mexico, where once again the retired director of the FBI in New Mexico a few years ago when he retired stated that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. So what happened recently will show some of this negligence and corruption and maybe educate some people as little things that might to look out for if they're involved in this kind of thing is the court had to, if you remember, the court had to give me a court appointed attorney, even though they argued that Judge M. Monica Zamora argued that she didn't have to give me one, and then I educated her as to what the law was, and she turned around and appointed me an attorney.
Okay.
And the first attorney that they gave me, she quit immediately when I, amongst other things, I had mentioned that, basically I hope she enjoys being part of a child trafficking ring, and she quit. And then the next attorney I got, he was actually, in spite of other personal problems he had, he was a pretty good attorney. He's the one that told me that when they took me to trial to take my kids, the state isn't taking, the other parent was trying to get rid of me. And so they filed to adopt my kids to the guy that she had married. And so it was a private thing, not a state thing. But when they took me to trial to try to terminate my parental rights and adopt my children to the guy that she married, the attorney that they gave me told me, he said he to prepare me so that I didn't to get taken by surprise, that we are probably going to lose this trial, not because, in his words were, you have to understand, David, these judges don't always do what the law requires. They decide what they want to happen, and then they basically rig the procedure so that they can justify making a decision how they want to make the decision.
Okay.
And that's sounds exactly right. What happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That was that Judge M. Monica Zamora. And, so she decided against me, terminated my parental rights, adopted my children to the step parent. And what the attorney had also said is that, so what we're doing here today is we are laying a groundwork in the trial so that we have things to appeal on. And so sure enough, we did. And sure enough, he predicted correctly. She sided against me. I lost my kids and we appealed and I won on appeal. So I proved that in the Court of Appeals, I proved that the M. Monica Zamora had violated my rights and they vacated that adoption and that parental rights termination, which puts us back in the children's court again. They appointed me yet a third court-appointed attorney, and I've been working with that. I had been working with that person for several years, and she just retired. And so they appointed me the next one, and actually the next one they appointed when I informed her that she was that I consider her to be part of a child trafficking ring, she quit immediately. And so then they appointed the next dude, and I gave him the same. The purpose of telling these attorneys that is I'm giving
that's what
them.
I want to know. I want to know how this is valuable to the listener.
How it's valuable to the listener, for one thing, if you know the law, then like I wasn't going to get any of these attorneys, but I knew the law, and so I educated the judge, and she had to do what she did not want to do.
That definitely does help to know the rules when you're in court. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.